Hey everyone, welcome to the first official episode of What's the Move podcast. Here at What's the Move podcast, we believe that life is better when you're on an adventure. We will be navigating life and all it has to offer, from faith, friends, traveling, nutrition, and everything in between. Stay tuned for more episodes coming your way. Today is a super exciting day because we are joined by the one and only, drumroll please, Cammy Mitchell!
Hey guys, Ansley, thank you so much for having me on today.
Of course, Cammy, why don't you just tell everyone who you are and how we know each other?
So I'm Cammy. I'm from Amarillo, born and raised, Amarillo, Texas to be specific, and came to A&M my freshman year for college, and Ansley and I actually met each other our freshman year through an organization that we were both a part of.
It's pretty awesome, guys. We've known each other for 4 years. That is wild to say. Cammy's been my travel buddy from day one. We have gone on too many trips to count in college, and we still value school, but we also value traveling, and so we want to share with y'all how we navigate traveling as a college student and stewarding money well when we both do love to travel and see new things. But Cam, do you remember our first trip we ever went on?
That was freshman year, very end, right when school got out. We went to Florida. We went to Seaside, Florida, and that was the most magical trip ever, and it was so last minute, but so thankful I went.
I'm so glad Kimmy went too, guys. I told her about the trip. She wasn't originally planning on going, and 2 days before she committed, bought a plane ticket, and now we have little freshman year photos of ourselves prancing around the Seaside, Florida, eating snow cones, and to this day, I think we both can say that that was one of our favorite trips we've ever been on in college. It was really awesome. But, so that was our first trip. What would you say, what was our favorite trip?
That's really hard. I'd say probably our favorite was the one we went to Albuquerque and went to the Balloon Fiesta Festival. That one was incredible.
It was. Do you remember when we first started dreaming about it?
I don't.
I remember we both saw a photo, I don't know when, and we were like, we have to go there.
Yeah, there was something that started that fall semester, because we went in October, and it was very last minute. Just a few different girls of us went, and I mean, now we can call those girls like our best friends, which is awesome.
Truly. I mean, that was shambly in the best way type of trip. Cammy and I were talking before this of nothing went wrong, but it was also just so shambly, but we get to laugh about it. I had such a fun time.
It was awesome.
And guys, shambly trips are the best because you don't spend a lot of money on them. We just want to break down how we did this trip. It was awesome. So step one is a trip spreadsheet. It's pretty awesome. Most people wouldn't think to make a spreadsheet for your little college trip, but we made one. And what are the prices like we predicted on that thing?
Oh gosh, food we knew was not gonna be very expensive because we resorted to PB&J's, because guys, PB&J's save money and it saves lives.
It does.
We straight up ate PB&J's for the 4 days that we were gone on this trip, and man, that really just maximized our ability to spend on different things, going to White Sands and getting to pay for that and all the things. I mean, that spreadsheet, I feel like we overestimated.
We did
not spend that much money.
No, we didn't. We had gas too, which we for sure overestimated, which is a good thing. Guys, our number one tip when you are going anywhere is look at Hip Camp. Like, it is like Airbnb, but better. I mean, this was the most magical day, was driving in the woods of Albuquerque and coming upon this cute little dumbbell tent. And guys, it was nice. Like, it was above glamping. Like, there was a full-size bed. What else did it have? It had this
Hip Camp host had left us like a bottle of wine, candles, and just like really nice blankets and bedding. It was so nice and very accommodating, and I didn't feel like I was sleeping in the middle of the woods, which we were, but felt so safe the entire time. And our Hip Camp host was really communicative and awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And in the middle of this trip, guys, Alabama was playing A&M in College Station. And so we connected the hotspot and we're all sitting around our little laptop watching the end of the Alabama A&M game.
It was awesome.
We lost, but I mean, we were just sitting in a tent watching the game, and it was so fun.
Great memories made in a Hip Camp.
Truly. And it's so cheap, guys. So go to Hip Camp.
Yeah.
Put that on your spreadsheet budget. It's awesome. It is so worth it.
It was wonderful. Thanks, Hip Camp.
Also, guys, if you're like, what does this trip even look like? How do I even know? Like, how can it be this magical? We made a video, so.
Yeah, we did. It's on Instagram. Peep the Instagrams, Ansley Willman. She made a really awesome video for it. And if you're really itching to go somewhere in the mountains, you should go to Albuquerque for the Balloon Festival. It's the best of both worlds.
It is beautiful. I'm thinking we have to go back sometime in the future.
I agree.
Albuquerque that really, it scratched our itch of traveling, and then in some ways it continued to make us want to go to so many more places. Speaking of, after the summer after that, guys, Cammy went to Italy.
That is facts. I did go to Italy.
Guys, she went by herself a whole summer, went to Italy.
Yeah, wild. I, like, forget that I did that. And I went there to study abroad or intern abroad for my degree for being a physical therapist, and got to spend the entire summer in Florence, Italy. And, I mean, when I tell you it was the craziest 3 months of my life, like, it literally was. And solo traveling is no joke. Like, I have so much respect for people that just go and are able to navigate the trains, the language barrier. I mean, there were so many factors that my small brain just did not comprehend, and I'm not logistical at all. And so, thank goodness I have a friend like Ansley who's logistics and is good at planning, because I'm not. But Italy was wonderful, so yeah, it was great. Great learning experience.
Okay, I have to rat out Cammy here for a second, because there was one day where she was there this summer and she sent our roommates a photo of how she got lost in Italy, and her phone was dead. Y'all just need to hear the story from her, because not all traveling is glamorous. Like, we have our hiccups, but they turn into great stories. And thank goodness that we have all these stories to share.
Yeah. Well, basically, like, I had, like, planned very loosely, a trip to the coast of Italy. And I just didn't even think of, like, packing a portable charger. And so by the time I got there on the train, my phone had, like, 20%. I didn't even know where I was going. I didn't know where my Airbnb was. And in Europe, another thing is, like, converter chargers. Didn't know I need one of those either. So I get there, I'm, like, just exploring the city, having a ball, but then my phone dies, and I'm like, well, how am I about to get to my Airbnb? And it's, like, getting dark outside. So I was able to, I guess, I don't even remember how I did it. I think I charged my phone a little bit, and I got on a bus that I was needing to get on to go to the next city, and the bus breaks down. It literally breaks down in the middle of this tiny little curvy road, and I'm like, well, my phone's dead. I have no idea how I'm about to find where my Airbnb is. And guys, this was the craziest part. The Airbnb host that I was staying with was on the bus that had crashed. And so I was standing next to the lady that was my Airbnb host, and she had recognized me from my picture on Airbnb and was like, Cameron. And I mean, y'all, that was the craziest moment of my life.
That was the Lord.
She calls her Italian son, who's probably like in his 30s. He comes zooming down the side of this mountain that we're on, and he comes and picks me up on his moped, takes me on like a 30-minute ride up like the curviest mountain you've ever seen, like picturesque. So I'm on the back of this moped with this Italian man going to my Airbnb. It ended up being the most magical experience ever, but I mean, holy moly, was that the shambliest experience I've ever been a part of.
That's insane. Okay, well, you have to give us at least one highlight from Italy and one thing that you've learned from your time being in Italy.
Gosh, I just think it's really cool to see how, like, even if there is a language barrier, there's still ways to get to know people's stories. And I mean, the most respectful thing is to be learning the language of the country that you're going into. I just feel like that would have set me up better going into my time of just knowing Italian more, just so I could communicate better. So I feel like that's my biggest takeaway, was just that, like, I was still able to learn about people and their stories and just how they got to where they are, even if there is a language barrier. But man, it makes it hard. So, but that's my only piece of advice, I'd say. My host family was my favorite part of the entire trip. They were incredible hosts and were so hospitable.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anything that you've learned that's affected how you live now?
I just don't take, I mean, I'm not perfect, but I try to be very aware of not taking community for granted. Being alone for 3 months in Italy with a language barrier where you don't know anyone and you don't know the language is isolating, and it can become lonely. But I'd say that was just my biggest takeaway of, like, I'm so thankful for the friends that I have here and the community that has been built by the Lord, and I'm just thankful I got to come back to that, and it was sure, and it was something I looked forward to, seeing my people again. But it just makes me more thankful for the small mundane moments that I spend with them, and also just, like, the really awesome ones. So
that's awesome. I mean, what a cool thing to learn while you're so far away and by yourself for 3 months. Like, that's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Man, that just makes me think of all of our travel hiccups we've had, Kim. Like, I'm even thinking about the time I went to Colorado. And, guys, I thought that I could walk. Okay, backstory.
This is so bad.
Backstory. My flight landed in Colorado Springs at 7 a.m., so early. And I had a friend who was going to pick me up from the airport, but she couldn't come till 9 p.m. And so I'm like, okay, I'll just go somewhere, a coffee shop, hang out for the day. I thought I could walk somewhere from the airport.
Crazy.
Like, I fully was going to do that until my roommates sat me down and were like,
no shot, you're walking to a Starbucks that's like 6 miles away. How far was it?
Was it like 6 miles? I'm like, oh my goodness, I'll get my steps for the day. How wonderful. And they're just like, you're gonna get napped. Like, surely you're gonna get kidnapped. And so didn't walk. So this might be worse. I just didn't want to spend money, guys. Like, we're not about spending a ton of money. Like, we just want to rough it on trips and just see the views and for the cheapest possible. And so I wasn't going to walk. And then I looked up Ubers and they were so expensive. And so I'm just kind of sitting outside the airport. I don't know. Just sitting out there.
Crazy.
Like, so crazy. And there's this guy in a car and he's like, hey, you need a ride? And I'm like,
no shot.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, well, the PO is going to pick up right here so I can take you anywhere. I mean, if that isn't the biggest red flag you've ever heard, but my brain was like, sure, would you take $10? He's like, yeah, sure, where do you want to go? And I like picked a place that was 30 minutes away for him to drop me off at. Then things started kind of clicking of, okay, this might be dangerous. And I'm like, okay, will you show me your Uber verification? And so he showed me his Uber verification.
Wild.
His name is Renee also, which crazy. Is crazy. And yeah. So I got in the car with him. I'm praying the whole time. I texted my roommates to pray for me that I was in the car with a stranger.
Yeah, not something you want to hear as a roommate, as your roommate is like literally in a car with a stranger.
Half of me is like, what are you doing? Why did you get in the car? And the other half of me is like, man, this is awesome. Like, I feel like a little hippie traveling the world, but all was safe. That was just crazy. I'm like, who am I? Why did I even do that? But then, anyways, ended up sitting at a McDonald's for 4 hours after that. Right. Just didn't really plan through a lot of things. But hey, my friend ended up picking me up. And it was all worked out great. I had a great Colorado weekend.
Yeah, she did.
It was wonderful.
That was a crazy story to hear when you came back, but awesome.
It was wild. Sometimes we just chase the adrenaline, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a good one.
You know what else makes me think of adrenaline?
Huh?
Running through the airport.
Dude, that was so wild. We went to New York this past October with our roommates, and of course, our flight gets delayed, whatever, you know, and of course, being the roommates that we are, something always goes wrong or something is always brewing. And so we had like 10 minutes to go catch our connecting flight, still haven't even landed the plane yet. Just picture three of the roommates sprinting through the North Carolina airport at like 10 a.m. We get to the gate and the lady's like, sorry, you can't board.
It was awful.
Oh, it was horrible.
Also, that is the most I think I've ever felt my heartbeat inside of me. Like, this sounds crazy. Maybe I have a heart condition or something, but like my heart was sore for like 3 days.
Oh my gosh, the drama.
I'm not kidding. Like, my chest was sore. Maybe one day. But I had this like Cotopaxi. It felt like it was 50 pounds on my back.
So, and
it
was huge. It was huge.
It was huge.
Guys.
It shouldn't have been a checked bag. Like, I don't know how they let me do that.
Ansley is a chronic overpacker.
It's true.
This just makes sense.
It's true. And so I'm sprinting through the airport with this huge, not even checkable bag on my back. And like, I felt like my heart was going to pound out of my chest. I'm like not the most like athletic person, but like just ran a half marathon. Like,
I
can carry my own. That was harder than running a half marathon.
Oh my gosh.
Was sprinting through the airport with
that.
For
the 5 minutes that we were sprinting to the airport, I was like, I've never done anything harder in my life.
No, my heart was going to be out of my chest. And so from now on, I've pledged to only taking rolling bags now through the airport.
Oh, because wise. That's so wise.
Yeah, no more Cotopaxi. That's a road trip car from
that's
now
a,
on.
That's just a traveling hack. Don't try to overpack in a bag that you have to carry on your back.
Yeah.
Like it all.
Write that down, guys.
Write
it down. Well, guys, I really think this list could go on forever and ever, so we might just have to do another episode one of these days.
Yeah, we will.
So many more hiccups to come. I just think that we should talk about one of our favorite things in the whole world, which is dreaming. Mm-hmm. And guys, dreaming, it sounds a little weird, sounds a little cringy, but I mean, I think we've dreamed more in college than we ever have before. Mm-hmm. People say dream big, and I think I'm just passionate about this because you dream growing up, and I feel like a lot of dreams get shut down, whether it just seems unrealistic or whatever. But I mean, A&M and our group of friends has been so special because even if something isn't realistic, like, you could throw out an idea and people want to support you and
they will rally.
And so I mean, I'm so grateful for the way college culture and A&M and just our group of friends has supported dreams, whether that's from starting a Bible study with a group of friends or going somewhere or a way you want to spend your summer or just a new idea you have of I don't know, like, one of our roommates started a Bible study at the place she works out at, and it has just been so cool to see her start a Bible study in a secular environment, and that's just been so encouraging of seeing all these people dream big and pursuing them and not just giving up on them, you know?
That's awesome.
Kim, what's been your favorite dream in college?
Oh, man. dream. I feel like the New York trip, honestly, was, like, yeah, my favorite thing that we've dreamt up and planned. We stayed in this two-room apartment with our friends that graduated from A&M last year, and they were so gracious to host six people in this apartment, guys. So it was, like,
tiny.
This huge blow-up mattress that we all slept on for 3 days. And, I mean, that was just so fun because it was shambly, but it was with my best friends, and it was just such a fun trip. And New York just has so many things to do, and that was by far my favorite dream that actually came to fruition, so.
It's awesome. And, guys, I just have to put it out there, Cammy, I am so grateful for her because I'm a dreamer. Like, I will dream so many things, but she's really good at helping those dreams be realistic and think through them, mm-hmm, and make sure, mm-hmm, that they are realistic. And she does that in a really kind and gentle way. And so I'm grateful to have her as a travel buddy.
Yeah.
And so I would love to finish out today, guys, just with our dreams for the future travel-wise. So travel dreams, where do we want to go? What is top of the list?
Gosh, guys, I mean, this dream has been on the top of my list ever since I watched the movie Aquamarine. Real ones know that movie, but
yeah, real ones.
The main character in that movie, his name's Raymond, he was like, I want to go surfing in Fiji. Guys, I have had that dream for so long to go watch a surfing competition in Fiji on this like high cliff rock and just watch from like sunrise until mid-afternoon. I don't know, something about going to Fiji just seems magical, but that's my dream.
Oh man. Okay, I have an itch to go to Hawaii, but it's pricey to get there, and so Cammy and I are currently trying to figure out how to get there in a cheap way. We're currently trying to finesse our way into having free stay there, so once we find a connection for free housing, we'll book our flight. Hopefully we'll be there the next year.
Hopefully, if y'all know anyone, please
let us know. That's our dream. I really think we can get there in the next year.
I do.
Surely
too. Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, guys, we are so grateful for y'all for listening. Also so grateful for Cammy for joining us on What's the Move podcast,
guys.
We are so excited for what's to come. Stay tuned for lots of new things coming your way from all things faith, friends, traveling, nutrition, and everything in between. All right, thanks guys.
Thank
see
you
soon.
Bye guys.